Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we were talking about the destruction of Egypt. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, we need to see the destruction and try to understand it as it is stated in Scripture. In Isaiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 3, there we read, the burden of Damascus. Well, Damascus now is part of Syria. Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. They shall be for flock, which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, friend, this has never happened in the history of man. Damascus has never been leveled and become a ruinous heap. The kingdom of Syria has not become the glory of Israel. It is yet to happen. Let us go back and look at Ezekiel 29:9-13. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am the Lord, because he hath said, the river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Syene even unto the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate. And their cities, see, her cities here now, among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and will disperse them through the countries. Yet, thus saith the Lord God, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people, whether they were scattered. Now again, folks, this has not happened in Egypt's history. Oh, they've been defeated many times, but never have their people been removed from the land and scattered throughout the nations. And the Bible says that's what's going to happen. That is exactly what's going to happen. It has never happened. They wandered for 40 years. But when they were brought back, I believe that there is a reason for this in verse 9. He says, the river is mine and I have made it. I believe this speaks of the Nile River and the Aswan Dam. It is said to take out the Aswan Dam, it would take two bombs the size of the ones that took out Hiroshima back in World War II. They made the river to help their lands. They said, the river is mine, and I have made it. They built a very large dam that irrigates 100,000 acres of farmland. If that dam was moved out suddenly, the Egyptian devastation would be so great, it would not only wipe out their farmlands, but also it would wipe out many cities, leaving much disease and destruction in its path. Again, that has never happened yet. Now we have foolish Western observers today who have lauded the great revolutions of Arab Spring that is sweeping the Middle East. Now again, let me insert. I'm reading the words that I preached back a few years ago, several years ago now, and Arab Spring has kind of died down, but the spirit of the thing is what I'm talking about, because that still exists, and those are the things that are identical to the things that will happen for the Psalm 83 war. So they have displayed profound ignorance. They have failed to comprehend the region is woefully unprepared for democracy. The downfall of those tyrants, when we think of Iraq or Iran or the Libyan leaders, they were just terrible leaders. One after another, they were bad men who killed multitudes of people. That may seem very pleasing at first, but they have been replaced by radical extremists who thought these leaders were not tough enough. The darkest, most radical forces are erupting with power and are setting the tone in the Middle East. There is less semblance of regional stability in the Middle East today. Now, evidently, the use in this war will be of chemical weapons, biological weapons, and perhaps nuclear weapons. It will trouble nations so badly that the number one speech will be actual disarmament, with economic problems already. The interpretation seems to head that way because, one, you have the interruption of the flow of oil, and that brings greater problems. As Israel goes back to her land, she is discovering oil, natural gas, and many are now quick to turn back to her. Quick disarmament sweeps the nations. Less oil is used. Many begin to ride horseback. Remember, the language used was not symbolic. Russia is one of the largest horse nations, if not the largest, in the world. They will need a large army against Israel. There will be weapons, besides just bows and arrows, so to speak. There will be weapons, and it will take 7 years to burn all those weapons and the things of war. Egypt will need humanitarian aid. There's a fallout from nuclear waste. They are scattered to many nations and are there for 40 years. As a result of this war, the walls are taken down, and now Israel is dwelling in peace. Trust is being built by a coalition of nations of the old Roman Empire. Many of them will drop their anger against Jerusalem and against Israel for the time being. Then the Antichrist moves in without an arrow, but with a bow as described in Revelation 6. Moving in power, but not with military power. In Revelation 18, we see the destruction of Babylon and Rome, and Rome is destroyed in 1 hour, and that quickly. the world will seem surprised, as well as her. I believe that the reason for that is that they will be surprised because they thought all that weaponry was done away with and destroyed. Suddenly, it is leveled. Heaven rejoices. The Bible tells us because they were responsible for the deaths of Christians. As a matter of fact, I believe over 60 million Christians. The Bible tells us that heaven rejoices over that destruction. But the world is surprised and dismayed. Oil problems from war also affect Armageddon. Why aren't the armies of Armageddon just sending jets and carriers and things of that nature? Why do we see the armies marching towards them? It is because they have abandoned much of that and are marching together to try to destroy Israel. This war of Psalms 83 could happen before the rapture. That is why our nation needs to be on this right side with Israel. If we're not, then you individually need to be on the right side with Israel, because if you have children in the military, understand, you always obey your officers unless they tell you to attack Israel. And they have to have enough spiritual understanding to disobey that order and suffer the consequences. With this coming destruction stated ahead of time, and so many prophecies already fulfilled about the conditions, we see those nations right now who are surrounding Israel and are armed, they want to wipe Israel off the map. The Russian coalition is already lined up. That tells us that Jesus Christ will rapture us very soon. The question comes, are you ready to meet God? Who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come, John the Baptist asks. This is not science fiction. This is about your soul and God. Men are expecting war to come even in this day in the Middle East. They say it can happen at any time and that it will affect all the world. But more importantly, Jesus Christ can come at any time, and his judgment will soon follow. If you're saved, you better know that it is near. Be ready, for in times you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.